Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
On Sunday, the Texans took care of the Raiders 29-6 to even their record on the season at 2-2. After the game was finished, head coach Gary Kubiak stepped to the podium and answered questions from the media.
So, Gary, how do you feel after this one?
Well, I just feel much better about our defense, John. You know, obviously, they stepped up and played extremely well, you know, all day long, and had some issues going into the game, really with three new players starting on the back end. When it was all said and done, we walked out of the locker room today. So just real proud of Frank and rallying the troops and playing the way they did.
Could you explain to us what happened to Eugene Wilson?
I'm sorry.
Eugene, why you wouldn't play?
Well, as you guys know, I mean, we've had some guys sick, okay? And Eugene got very sick last night, continued through this morning, so there's no way he could play. And, you know, we're monitoring the situation. He's not the only one. There's a few guys that actually were able to be available in the game, Adibi and Chris Brown, who actually were sick this morning, too. And, you know, it's just something that's hit us in the past 4 days, and you know, we have to work through it. And Eugene, there's no way we could ask him to try to work through his situation this morning. Just, you know, it's not good.
Are you worried with all those guys hitting that you've got more outbreaks of swine flu?
Well, I don't want to, you know, speculate on any of that, John. But the bottom line, we have, you know, we had some guys dealing with some issues. And, of course, Anthony, we know about Anthony. And, you know, it's kind of scary this morning, to be honest with you. You know, it seemed like they're popping up. You know, three guys popped up this morning, and it did get a little scary going into the game. But we found a way to work through it.
What, how do you attribute, obviously, they had problems in the passing game, but their running game was good. How do you attribute your running game defense being consistent for the first time?
Well, I think what you're going to see, bottom line, is I can't think of one time during the game, well, I can think of one time that we didn't use the word bust on the field. And, you know, let me explain that in this league, guys make mistakes. Guys are out of position. Guys miss alignments. That does happen in this game. We've been having way too many. I can think of one today. So the bottom line, we didn't give them anything. Everything they did, they had to work for. You know, we were more sound in what we were doing. So, you know, I would attribute it to that mostly.
Gary, part of that looked to me like Antonio Smith was the football player that you guys signed for 5 years, $35 million. Is this, what did you do different to get him going?
We didn't do much different, Barry. We were a little bit more isolated, to be honest with you, as far as defensively, how much we threw at our players this week. And then we probably got even more isolated about 2 hours before the game when we found out Eugene couldn't play, because now Barber went back to free. And, you know, we had two guys starting at safety that, you know, one of them really didn't practice that much this week. So, and then a young corner starting. So we probably even got more isolated. I don't know if that's what it was, but obviously we played better.
Gary, in the 4 years you've been a head coach, I've never seen you more focused or more uptight before a game than you were. Why?
Well, I don't remember seeing you before the game, so don't blame me for that one. You tell me I wasn't very nice to you, but I don't remember.
I don't take it personally.
Okay, well, I apologize for that. But it's been a lot going on this week, you know, from obviously, you know, we're sitting there fixing to get Jock back. We lose Jock. You know, we got the issue with the guys sick. And we wait last night. We started to get a few more guys sick. We wake up this morning, you know. Probably had a lot of things on my plate, Barry.
How important was it to get Ryan Motes in there?
It was important. You know, Steve put the ball on the ground, and that's, I think, three or four for the year, you know, and we got to get it to stop. So, you know, put Ryan in there, and Ryan went in and played well, and then Steve came back and responded, played extremely well. So, you know, we'll do whatever it takes. And obviously Ryan's capable of giving us some quality plays in there, so I was glad to see him get a chance to do some work.
Would he have played if Chris Brown had not been ill?
Ryan, yeah, I planned on playing him a little bit, John. You know, depending on how many carries we would get. Of course, we got 41, and those are mostly in the second half.
You mentioned Glover Quinn. How did he play?
Well, I have to look at the film, John, but obviously he had to play well. I mean, we played well as a defensive football team, so, you know, he's part of that. He's got a forearm that we're looking at right now, but, you know, I would assume he did his job because we all played well.
You didn't get a lot of sacks, but you got a lot of pressure on Russell. How'd you feel about what y'all were doing?
Well, I liked Mario's effort Amobi and, of course, you know, everybody's effort, Antonio's effort to the quarterback. I think we got him, three times, and we probably had six or seven when we were there making him throw the ball away. So, you know, that's what we need to be able to do. I mean, and big test coming up this week where we're going, because we'll get plenty of chances to rush the quarterback there.
Well, Gary, you've always said that you like to assess the season in quarters. Obviously, you finished the first quarter now 2-2. What are your feelings overall about the first quarter of the season?
Well, I mean, I think we could have been better. Obviously, we probably could have been worse, too. You know, it's we're right there in the middle of the pack. And that's where we finished last year. So, you know, I think four of our next five games are on the road. So this will be a big stretch for this organization and this team coming up. You know, I'm encouraged by what we did defensively today. I'm still very discouraged by how we're running the football. And I was totally committed to it in the second half because I was not going to hurt our football team by throwing it a bunch. And we've got 41 good reps to go look out and see how we can run the ball better, because we're going to have to win, especially on the road.
Coach, can you talk a little bit more about the way that Slayton responded after the fumble?
Well, I mean, whether he responded to the fumble, whether he responded to Ryan going in there and playing well, I don't know what he responded to, but he did. He came in and made a great run one time when we totally whiffed on an end, makes a big run on a touchdown run. But, he played tough. He played better. But we're still coming out of the game with him 3.1, and I know most of that's from the second half, sitting there grinding out the game. But still, we have got to get Steve going for the team to be successful.
You said you were discouraged. Is it because you have so many, like, ones and minuses?
Yeah, John, I just, in our offense, our two-back scheme has got to be able to handle eight-man fronts and regardless of what people do. And right now, we're not doing that. I mean, our big runs came from nickel situations. Our big plays came with their nickel defense on the field. You know, we got to be lined up on first down and second down with our base offense on the field and run the ball. We have not been doing that.
The big plays in the passing game in the first half, what happened on those where those guys were so wide open?
Well, they're tough. I tell you what, this group is first of all, they're a very good defensive team. I mean, up front, you sit here and start calling out names. And on the back end, I mean, they're very talented on the back end. We were able, scheme-wise, to get a few guys open. Had a chance for a real big play early in the game to Andre when they got the holding call. But, big plays against their defense are kind of few and far between, but we were lucky to find some in the first half, because in the second half we didn't find any. I would say we're more committed to the run in the second half.
Are you discouraged about the offense in the second half overall? Matt didn't seem like he did.
I think some of the second half started with the last play of the first half, John. You know, We're dominating the game, and you got 3rd and 5, and there's only one thing you can't do, and that's turn the ball over. We're fixing to go in up 23-6, if nothing else. And I think it deflated our guys. I think it did Matt a little bit. And in the second half, you know, obviously we're not explosive. We're not very good as an offense. But a lot of that, I'm going to take that, because I was totally committed to us running the ball and being able to come out of this game and being able to see what our problems are running the ball. So, credit goes to the defense. They were tremendous.
Do you think Matt held the ball too long? Y'all were sacked 4 times each one the first 3 games.
Well, what concerns me is those sacks came mostly off our play action, John. We're normally pretty good right there. But, give them some credit for what they do. But at the same time, going down that many times is not, it's not very good.
On the defense, what about the defense makes you feel the best? Because it looked like all three areas were good.
Well, I've been saying this all along to you. I was standing at practice Thursday, and I was watching us warm up, and I'm looking at Cushing, and I'm looking at D'Amico, I'm looking at Mario, and I'm saying, we've got some fine players over there. And then we've got some young players on the field. You know, like I said today, two safeties. One's been with us 2 weeks. You know, one's a young player in Dominique, and then a rookie corner. We got to get it all to blend together. And if we can get that done, I don't have any doubt that we'll be a good defensive football team before this year's out. But it's got to all come together, because it has not been working together, the majority of the time. But it is what it is. We got to make it work.
In your nickel, you had 4 rookies. That doesn't scare you, or does it scare you?
Oh, yeah, it scares the heck out of me. But that's what we are, John. And we got to get them going, get them playing. And hopefully they got some confidence today, and they're better next week.
Jacoby and his special teams had a good game. Talk about them.
Well, I think Jacoby's been special this year. If you look at his production, what does he have, 3 touchdowns in 4 weeks? I mean, that's being productive as a receiver, as a returner. And when he gets rid of that one play where that ball goes on the ground or something, John, this guy's got a chance to be a great, great player. So I'm proud of him. I'm proud of how hard he's worked to to get to where he's at right now. And I think he's on his way to a good year.
Football time in Houston.